This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong demonstrators formed human chains and organized protests in shopping malls on New Year's Eve, urging people not to give up the fight for democracy in 2020. Police were out in force across the city to quell any unrest. Police stopped and searched visitors at Harbor City, a shopping mall, before protesters started marching in the plaza as scheduled.
I think it's a very important day that in the new year, we'll also fight for democracy and freedom, and we will never forget those who sacrificed their future and their lives, and we must let the government to accept our demands, and so Hong Kong will be a better place in the future.
Authorities have canceled the popular midnight fireworks. It was the first time for such a move in a decade. They cited security concerns. Security forces at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad fired tear gas Tuesday in response to protesters who breached the compound as they rallied in condemnation of U.S. airstrikes targeting an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq and Syria. The Sunday strikes have sparked anger and criticism by top Iraqi officials. But the United States is defending its actions and warning it could strike again. U.S. officials said the strikes were in response to a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base on Friday that killed a U.S. defense contractor. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan. It has called reports that the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire false and baseless. U.S. officials have said the Taliban was willing to declare a ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.